If I think about losing him now, I'll think of it tomorrow. But, cried her heart, casting aside the charm and beginning to ache, I can't let him go. There must be some way. I won't think of it now, she said again aloud, trying to push her misery to the back of her mind, trying to find some bulwark against the rising tide of pain. I'll go home to Tara tomorrow. And her spirits lifted faintly. She had gone back to Tara once in fear and defeat, and she had emerged from its sheltering walls strong and armed for victory. What she had done once, somehow, please God, she could do again. How? She didn't know. She didn't want to think of that now. All she wanted was a breathing space in which to hurt, a quiet place to lick her wounds, a haven in which to plan her campaign. She thought of Tara, and it was as if a gentle, cool hand were stealing over her heart. She could see the White House gleaming welcome to her through the reddening autumn leaves, feel the quiet hush of the country twilight coming down over her like a benediction. Feel the dews falling on the acres of green bushes starred with fleecy white. See the raw color of the red earth and the dismal dark beauty of the pines on the rolling hills. She felt vaguely comforted, strengthened by the picture, and some of her hurt and frantic regret was pushed from the top of her mind. She stood for a moment remembering small things, the avenue of dark cedars leading to Tara, the banks of Cape Jessamine bushes, vivid green against the white walls, the fluttering white curtains. And Mammy would be there. Suddenly she wanted Mammy desperately, as she had wanted her when she was a little girl, wanted the broad bosom on which to lay her head, the gnarled black hand on her hair. Mammy. The last link with the old days. With the spirit of her people who would not know defeat, even when it stared them in the face, she raised her chin. She could get Rhett back. She knew she could. There had never been a man she couldn't get, once she set her mind upon him. I'll think of it all tomorrow, at Tara. I can stand it then. Tomorrow, I'll think of some way to get him back. After all, tomorrow is another day.
The End. You've been listening to Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, narrated by Linda Stevens. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.